Okay, we're starting Be'ezus Hashem, Daf Zayin, Gittin. We are going to begin a few lines from the bottom, Daf Vav, Amud Beis. We had brought in yesterday amongst a series, right? We started, the Masechta started with Funny Nechtav, and then eventually we got to Rav Yasser, who was discussing between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. He said, you don't need Befani Nechtav. Today we're not going to discuss any Befani Nechtav. Really, we'll make mention to it, maybe on Amud Beis. But because of that, we had discussed, we brought down this Rav Yasser, the question was, he was the one who said this memra, can we paskin? How do we know that he is someone we can take what he says seriously? And then we had the story that, what do you mean? He had a shita in regards to Pelegish Begiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reckoning with, that him and Rav Yonasan argued, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Elu ve'elu dibra lekim chayim, that he met Eliyahu HaNavi. So we obviously see that he is a person of stature. So we got into the sugya a little bit of Pelegis Begiva. So coming off of that, we're going to start seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chista, lo'olam, never. A person should never, yatil adam ema yisei b'sach b'sei. A person should never be too angry in his house. Because the way, what happened at Pelegish Begiva was what started off the entire course of events. We know that it ended in a civil war. What happened was that the husband got upset at his wife, either because we saw yesterday, Zvuver Nima got upset at his wife and sent her away. She went back home. When he went to go get her, so he came to re-get his Pelegish, call it wife, went to re-get his Pelegish. And then on the way back was the whole incident at the inn in which in Binyamin, that's why the civil war was in Binyamin, where they had killed her. And because of that, that started off the whole chain of events. But what really was it? The guy, he was taking Ema Yisera. Now we have to understand in the context here, I think it's going to help us with the Gemara in a moment over here. But the context of Ema Yisera, we're saying a person should never take Ema Yisera, which sounds like it's okay to have some Ema. Like, make sure that there's some fear. Why? Because we have to make sure that people are going to listen. If there's no Ema at all, then where does the authority come from? So they have to. There has to be some level. I mean, we understand that a person has to have some sort of authority. In today's day and age, it's more politically correct. We'll talk about it. Imagine if he's got a household staff. So don't have Ema Yisera. Okay, obviously, here we're talking about a wife, right? The Pelegish Begiva was a wife. But the idea that a person has to maintain authority will require some level of Ema. Okay, so a Pelegish Begiva, Hitola Bali Ema Yisera. That's how what happened here, that she was... That because he came down hard, he found the zvuv, he found a nima here, and that kicked off this whole chain of events. And look how many resulted in a civil war; tens of thousands of people died. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rab. Kol matal ema yisera b'sech beisai seif hu bali de shalosh averas. You are going to come to shalosh averas. You're going to be over on the big three. Gilai ra'ish v'chas dam v'chil shabbos. So how do you get there? So Rashi discusses each one. So he says, Gili Arayis, because when his wife is a Nida, maybe the mikvah will be too cold. She won't go ahead and do that. And then she'll just lie. She won't be Taival. And the husband will end up being Mishamashas in Nida. If the wife has a husband who is not understanding, he is Ema Yisera, Besech Besai, so she is, it's going to bring him to these sort of Isurim. How do you get to Shvichas Damim? So either like we saw in our story over here, or maybe if he's too difficult, if he takes Ema Yisera, she's too fearful, she'll run away. When she's running away, she'll fall into a ditch or something and die. Okay, so that's how you get to Shvichas Damim. And Chil Shabbos is that, again, sometimes she'll realize she forgot to light the candle. She knows her husband's not going to come home from shul and not be so happy. Ema Yisera, she's going to go ahead and violate Shabbos to do that. Or she'll cook. She'll realize the chalm pot is not plugged in. Okay, so the husband takes Ema Yisera, so that's what it is. So it seems like there's three different examples over here. Now, Tosfos says that all three of these had to do with Pelegish Begiva. Okay, meaning that he says, Beseder Elam Amar Da'isa Yom to Pelegish Begiva, Shabbos Haya, it happened to be Shabbos. So, okay, and then he says, Reino Chanal, Kosov Gimel Averis, Gilei Rai, Shvichas Dam, Chil Hashem, that it's not Chil Shabbos, but rather the Chil that we're talking about here is Chil Hashem, which certainly happened when there was a civil war. So all three of these things happen to Pelegish Begiva. But one thing that's interesting in Rashi, and the Chanim just discusses here, that what's the example of Gilei Rais? That's Nida. Right? What's this? What could be the Nafkamina here? That we know that these three are Yahar Gval Yavar. So according to Rashi, Nida, Bael Nida, even though Kedushin is Chal, is considered one of the Gimel Rais. Taisus on Daf Beis, Amad Beis, when the Gemara said, Eidachanem and Bisurin. Tosfos brought as an example of Eidachanem and Bisurin. What is example 101? That if his wife's Anida, Eidachanem and Bisurin, that we allow, we could trust the woman, Vesafrala, meaning some apostle. But the point is that Tosfos seems to be mentioning that Nida is Isser, not Arayah. So it seems to be Machlekes here, I mean it is Machlekes Rishonim, whether Nida is considered Erva or is considered Arayah or not. So now, Amar Rabbah Bar Chana, Amar Hadam, Amar Rabbanah, Shlosh Yitvarim, Tzarech Adam, Loimar, Besech Besa Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha. The following three things, a person has to say, Im Chashecha, meaning while it's still me Boidoyim, Isartem, that is, did you take off Meiser, that, you know, to, on the fruits that we're going to need for tomorrow for Shabbos, Eravtem, did you make an Erev? Rashi says it's a Rivi Chatzeris, Tosfos argues it has to be Erev Tchumen, Rivi Chatzeris, you could even make Bein Hashmashos, we're talking about Bayoim, Haligo Esener, light the candle, okay? But either way, Erev Shabbos, when it's a time, it's a stressful time in the house, you say these three things, you have to say it, Tzarech L'mrinu B'nichusa. You have to say them nicely, Ge'echad L'kabam Minei, so that they will be accepted. Amar Rav Ashi, again, otherwise we see what happens when you don't say it nicely. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana L'shmili Ha'derabah Barav Chana. I didn't hear the member of Rabbah Barav Chana who said that you have to say these three things, Erev Shabbos, nicely. However, v'kaimtia misvara. I was mekaim at misvara. Okay, now the problem is, and the Marsha points this out, that Rabbi Bar Chana also said it misvara. It was his own svara. You have to say it nicely. So how's this any difference? So some say, again, if you fit this into the context here of understanding why you could have ema, why you could have any sort of ema, it's to maintain authority. So what Rav Ashi was saying was, even though I didn't needed to maintain authority. I had authority in my own house, but still, there's a separate gather of talking nicely to people. And that if you talk nicely, and that's what he was saying, kaimti me atzma, that I would speak benechusa to people because I didn't need the ema at all to maintain any sort of authority. Amar Rav Avoh, la'olam ha'yato aldam emi seir b'sach pesay, sherei aldam gadol hitl emi yiseir b'sach pesay, a certain person exercised too much fear in his house, v'chilu davar gadol, and you know what happened? They ended up They fed him some sort of iser. We'll see what kind of iser it is in a moment. Umanu Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Okay, it was Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Hechilu safadaitoch. Really, he was a tzaddik, and you're telling me that they fed him something that was davar aser. So hashta behemta shel tzaddikim is a famous gemara. We've had the behemta shel tzaddikim pchas ben yair and a kadosh baruch hu maybe takala yadam that their behema won't be will violate an iser. So tzaddikim asman, of course, the tzaddik itself, won't come to violate an iser unknowingly, unwittingly. Okay, so there's no way that he would have eaten this davar ha'aser, davar gadol, that is a davar aser, ala bikshul achilu davar gadol, he was about to. They were about to, u'maynihu eber menachai. Okay, this davar gadol was eber menachai. Now, what the story, what happened was, because, again, for the chefs in his house were not ready. They were not prepared. They didn't have a chance to go to the butcher or whatever it was. So they grabbed an animal from the backyard, Eber Menachai, okay, and they were going to feed him Eber Menachai, Davar Gadol, and it almost happened. Now, what's interesting is why do we call Eber Menachai Davar Gadol? So the Marsha says because it's something that's usher even to B'nai Nayach. Others bring down that because it's barbaric. It's Davar Gadol, meaning there's certain things. We've seen this idea before. We had a Tosfos back. And we saw this idea before when it came to cannibalism, that certain things, right, are beyond. They're in the category of barbaric, so it would be even worse. So there, right, that's the discussion in Tosfos why when it comes to cannibalism, we don't even need to, there's not a mitzvah, there's not an iser specifically in the Torah for cannibalism. Some say it's because it's in Darabon, others say that no, that it, the problem is that that it's even more barbaric, it doesn't even need that. So again, we can see here a similar idea. It's called Davar Gadol. Famous, I just want to mention one sheet here, famous Tosfos that we're talking about Isser happening. Tosfos asks here, we find all the time, Tanayim, right, that there was a Tana reading by the light of a candle, and he was Mate the Ner, Shemayate, he violated Shabbos because of that. So we do find that Tanayim all the time, and he Tosfos Rebbeinu Tam Shita here, and we've had this a few times, we had this on Chagiga, that this din, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not cause something to happen, there's not takala al yadam, is specifically to eichel, specifically to food, and Tosfos even says in other places that it's specifically to food that it itself is aser. Kind of over here, like Eber Menachai, meaning as opposed to eat food that's not, this, that itself is an asur and is zman that's asur. So he was, it's very specific that this whole idea that a kosher bracha isn't maybe takala, Rabbeinu Tam says is very specific. The Ramban argues, he says that no, that it is, it could have, that it's not just limited to food, it's anything, all these other rayas, there was some sort of pshiusa involved there. Like by the Shemiyata issue where he was reading Laura Haner and he came violated because somebody warned him and he ignored him. So we have a story here that Mar Ukva sent to Rabbi Lazar that there were certain people who were Imdim Alai, meaning that they were bothering him, they were Mitzayer him. Uviyadai Lemisram Limsaram Lamalchus. And the way I can get rid of these people who are torturing me is I can go masr them, I can give them to the Malchus. So Mahu, am I allowed to? So Sartat, right? Why is this Gemara here? Because we discussed Sirtat yesterday, right? When we questioned, we're kind of taking many, many off roads over here, but when we questioned Rabbi Yasser's credentials, we said, what do you mean? He wrote a pasuk and he didn't do sirtut. So that's how we get to sirtut over here. So sartat, he did sirtut and he wrote to Mar Ukva the following. Mar Ukva was asking, again, can I master him? Can I give him over? Because this guy is tormenting me. The Kasvi wrote, Amarti, Eshmera Durachai Mechatoi, Bil Shaini, Eshmera Lefi Machsaim. Okay, so what is that pasuk saying? Afal pi, right? Amarti eshmi drachai mechatoi. I'm not going to violate. I'm not going to do an iser. Bil shayni with my tongue. Ashmara lefi machsaim. I will stay muzzled. Afal pi sharasha lenegdi. Even though there's a rasha that is being mitzarami, ashamra lefi machsaim. I will muzzle. I will suffer in silence. Shalach le. Okay, so. Rabbi Lazar, so he sent to Rabbi Lazar, Mar Ukva sent back. So Rabbi Lazar responded by writing a pasuk saying that it's good to suffer in silence. Obviously, don't violate your silence and go maser him to the malchus, give him over to the authorities. Come, so then shalach le, Mar Ukva again sent Viter to Rabbi Lazar. He said, come mitzar li tuva, v'loy matzino de ekembu. He says, I can't stand it anymore. They're mamish being mitzayir me so much, I can't take it anymore. Shalach lei, so he sent to him, doim la'ashem v'zchalo loy. Doim la'ashem v'hu yapilem l'cha chalom chalolim. That doim, on some levels, could mean a lashon of quiet, v'zchalo loy. Doim la'ashem v'hu yapilem. That if you're quiet, meaning maintain your silence, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu yapilem l'cha chalom chalolim, he will fell many, all of your enemies. Hashkim v'harei v'alem. However, here he said, you want a good eitzah? Not just to be quiet, because silence wasn't working, like we saw before. They were still being mitzarim. He said another eitzah. Hashkim v'harei v'alem, a different lashon of how to translate the doim. Hashkim v'harei v'alem, the Beis HaMedrash, v'ein kolam e'alem, that go ahead and beat them to the Beis HaMedrash, go early to learn, and then your enemies will be taken care of. Hadavar yatzam epi Rebbe Lazar v'nasnu l'gneva v'koyler. Now we see, Gneva, that was the person. It's interesting that Geneva we've had other times in Shas as an Amira who was respected on some level. Or other, we're going to see. We're going to have it later in Gittin. But apparently Geneva was his person and he ended up getting put into jail based on this. Why? Because he took the advice of Rabbi Lazar. He got up early and went to the Beis Medrash. So that, again, Daim originally, there's one way of thinking Daim is silence. Again, like we see silence wasn't working. Tosfos says that Daim here is Darish Daim Kemoitem Dume Chama. Get up early to daven. In the morning, to do me with the emergence of the sunlight, or Hashkem Alecha LeBeis Medrash Ka'amar Lasek B'Torah. Okay, so it's either was Tefillah or Torah, but either way, that is another Eitz. It's interesting that we started this. Well, how did we get to this story? Based on Sartat, the Kasev L'Amarti Eshmera. The second time when he sent him Shalach Le, he didn't do Sirtut. So what happened to Sirtut? So there's a few answers. You can go with the answer that really he did. We didn't feel compelled to mention it again. We already said that he did. Others say that the second pasuk had Hashem's name. So Mistama, he wouldn't have written Hashem's name. So it's not a real pasuk that would require Sirtut. And therefore, but there's a third shot that I saw that he actually did not write it. That he told the shliach to say it because he wanted this to function as some sort of kala, as a curse, so that it would take care of the problem. And when you say it, when you express it out of your mouth, so then it will function as a klala. Fine. Shalchalei lamar ukva zimra minolan da asr. This is a sugya we covered in at the end of Saita. How do we know that zimra, the music, is going to be asr? Sartak v'kasavlei. So again, he did sirtut, and he wrote the following. He said, al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim. So he said, again, we see that don't be overly joyous. L'shal me'acha. So why don't we send it, l'shalach l'hum me'acha. We'll send it from the following pasuk. B'shir le'yishtu yayin, yemar sheikha l'shoysav. that b'shir lo yishtayayin, that with singing you should not drink wine. Yemer l'seichel. So says the wine to the drinker. Ime ahi, so the question, I'll tell you why. Then I would have thought, havamina hani mili zimra demana. Then I would have thought that the only thing that's usher is with clay shear, with a instrument. Aval de puma shari, kamash malan, that both bepuma, both with the mouth and with clay shear, is going to be usher. Okay, so how do we ever listen to music? So Rashi, and we did cover this, I'll just mention a couple of highlights quickly, that Rashi says that we're talking about here very, very specifically, like we mentioned, that at the end of Saita, that it was L'shayri v'beis ha-mishtais, that there was a certain thing, they used to go to drinking house, they used to drink wine and listen to music at the same time, that's Dafka Aser, but not v'beis mishtais, meaning in a place where they would go specifically to sip wine and drink, and then it would be mutter. So the Rishayim all address here and discuss, so there's two factors that you have to address. Number one, is it only v'beis mishtais? What about hearing music any other time? Okay, and number two, how do we paskin as far as clay shear versus clay peh? So Rashi, like we said, was pretty clear that it's based on mishtais only in the Ramah paskins that way as well, which means in any other place you could hear music, then it's only a problem based on mishtais. However, the Rambam in Chuvas says that it's everything, okay, meaning that and that it's, whether it's based on mishtais or not, it's bishir, b'clay shear, or b'peh. And Ramesh actually brings down in the Igros Moshe, he says that a Balmida should be machmer on that. And he addresses that maybe the only hatter to listen to music, again, we're talking about any sort of music at any time, Bashir, Kleshir, or Bepeh, Ramesh is very machmer there. And he says that maybe there's a shiloh if it's for Dvar Mitzvah. So if you're going to a concert for a benefit as a fundraiser, so that could be mutter. The Rif does bring down that it's that the minig of Klal Yisrael is that the Shiras and Tishbachos are said that we sing shiris and tishbachos, okay? But it's not a pashat sugya. Amar Rav Huna by Rav Nassim Rav Ashi. My dechsev, the pasuk says, so now we're addressing the following pasuk says, these cities. Kina v'demoina v'adada. Amar Lei, so Rav Huna is saying to Rav Ashi, tell me, what is the meaning of this pasuk? So Amar Lei, he said, you want to know? Masvasa d'eretz Yisrael kachashiv. These are cities. That's all it is. It's just the names of cities. Amar Lei, ato anolei, danan d'besvasa d'eretz Yisrael kachashiv. Yes, I'm aware of the names, the fact that these are cities. However, there's a deeper meaning. Ella, Rav Gviya Amar Giza Amar Bataima. That he said, he explained the reason, that it's not just the names of the cities, but the pasuk is giving us etzes. Kol sheyesh le'kina al-chavei, right? If you have kina, meaning kas, I'm bringing this here because of Ema Yisera. So kina al chavei, right? V'doimim, and you're quiet, meaning a person who is, sorry, kas, he's suffering. He's on the receiving end of somebody else's kas. So he is suffering in silence. Sheikhin adead oiso loydin. Okay, that's how we got there, because we were discussing doim l'Hashem v'tischal. So again, the sheikhin adead oiso loydin. And that is the play on the words. Kina v'demoina, that if you're getting tormented and you're quiet, v'adada, the sheikhin adead will take care of you. Amar le elmeata, really? So you can darshan all these psukim with cities? It'll make life a lot more interesting. Tziklag, umadmat v'sansana. What about how you going to darshan those psukim in Yeshua? Those are also names of cities. Hachanami. So tell me what the drush is. Amar le, guess what? I have a Rav Gviya, mi b'ar giza hacha. If Rav Gviya, who was darshaning the last ones, would be here, have amar ba taima. In fact, he would have a drush over this as well. Rav Acha mi b'chayza amar ba hachi. So he says, okay, here's how you say it. Kol mi sheyesh le tzakas legima, tziklag, that refers to tzakas legima. What is tzakas legima? That someone steals his parnasa, al chadei, right? V'daimim, and he accepts it. He's quiet about it. You know, he doesn't go maser him to the government. Sheikhim b'sneh, that's tziklag umidamna, you're quiet. V'sansana, so that is sheikhim b'sneh oisolei din. Amar le'rishkuz, Rav Huna, kalila, another sugya that we discussed at the end of Saita, klila menalan d'asr. How do we know that klila, wearing a crown, is asr? I'm leaving the Rabbanon. It's a din d'Rabbanon, d'tanan. It's a Mishnah, okay? Meaning it's not a pasuk, it's a Mishnah. But d'tanan, b'pumas shel as pasiones gozra la taras chasana. We had a Mishnah at the end of Saita that said that when Vespasian came to attack, that was when they made a gzera on a taras chasanim, that the chasanim should not wear crowns, v'ala iris, and on iris, which we had discussed, that was some other form. Okay, that was a bell with one the bell with one hole. Okay, adahachi kam Rav Huna lafnuye. So Rav Huna got up. That was the Reish Galus that said this to Rav Huna, and he asked him. That was where Rav Huna responded. Now Basically, Rav Huna said that it was a din d'rabbanon. It was in the Mishnah. Hadachi kam Rav Huna lafni. You see, Rav Huna went to go relieve himself. Amalei Rav Chista. So Rav Chista got up. He saw his Rebbe had left. So he had an opportunity to voice his own opinion. He said, no, it's not a din d'rabbanon, but rather crux. If it's a pasuk, koyim arashem alakim, hasar amitznefes v'harem atara zois loy zois. This zois, this not this. We have to see what that means. Shpeila hagba v'hagba hishpil. That what was low, you rose up, and what was high, you brought down. What is a mitznefes? Again, this is Kohen Hashem Elokim. Hoser a mitznefes, the horeim ha'atara. Hoser, bring down the mitznefes, lift up the atara. That is the hashpala hagbe, the hagvaya hishpil. So what shaykhes to mitznefes with the atara? Eloloi merlach, the pasuk is specifically coming to say, bismash mitznefes bereish kain gadol. And when the basin dish is around, the mitznefes is bereish kain gadol, then atara bereish koladam. Then a person can wear a crown, istakam mitznefes bereish kain gadol, as soon as the kain gadol is no longer wearing the mitznefes because it was destroyed. Nistaka Atara Meirosh called, basement Mikdash was destroyed, so the Nistaka Atara Meirosh called Adam. Okay? So again, he argued on his Rebbe, saying that it's not a Dindura Banan just listed in the Mishnah, but rather we see this from a Pasuk. So Adahachi also Rav Huna came back, the Rebbe, Ashkechinu Dahavu Yasvi. He saw that he was sitting, Amar Le'elekim, Midura Banan. No. Elechista Shmach, nice Vart, Chista Shmach. Your name is Chista, the Chazdoin Milech. Okay, that I find your words favorable. Benoim Devarecha, he said it was in the Rabbanon, but he said, I like your vart. Ravina Ashkechel Amar Barav Ashi, the Havagodol Klila Lebarte. He was growing Klila to use as a Atara for her when she would get married. I'm Loisavala Mar Hasar Metzefes Vahari Matara, that you can't wear this sort of crown that at the time of the chasana. No, I learned the pasuk that it goes in tandem with, like we said, the fall of the mitznefes gives, right? So then once there's the fall of the mitznefes and the basement kish was destroyed, so you can't have the atara, and that was referring to the kain gadol. So therefore, it's dumya the kain gadol, but gavri, it's only for men that are not allowed to wear the crown. Avo benashi loy, it's no problem, and therefore he was growing the klila to make a crown for his daughter. My zois loy zois, when the pasuk said zois loy zois, tashravir, zimna mashem yidurav ami, zimna mashem yidurav asi, bishah shamar kodesh baruch li Yisrael, at the zman of the korban hasar mitznefes for harimatara, omer malachi ashare slifnea kodesh baruch. What does this mean, zois loy zois? He was saying Hasar Amitz Nefes Bahare Ma'atara Amru Malachi Asher Sofnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Beder Shalom Zeis Lahem LeYisrael Sheikdim Lefnecha B'Sinai Nase V'Nishma. This is what they're getting. This is their comeuppance. They said Nase V'Nishma, and you're destroying the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Lahem Loi. Those two. One doesn't pay for the other. Zeis Lahem LeYisrael. That it's Sheshpilos Hagvayi V'Higbius Hashafel. That they got a topsy turvy. Maybe do Tzelim V'Heichel. It's because they worshipped them in the desert. They put up a Tzelim in the Heichel, and therefore they were mashpil the gvoya, and they were magbia the shuffle. Okay, what was low, they lifted up, and that is the midrash and lehechav, and that's why the basement mikdash is being destroyed. So now we brought in Rabbi Avira to darshan this other pasuk. Okay, meaning on zeis lo zeis. Now we're gonna have a few other members of Rabbi Avira. Darshan Rabbi Avira zimna amar shpei the Rav Ami zimna amar shpei the Rav Asi. My dechsev the pasuk says koyamar Hashem im shleimim. So the pasuk says Hashem says im shleimim. V'chein rabim v'chein negozu v'avar. What does that mean? What shleimim? Imra adam shem is anoisav mitzum tzama. So shleimim is a lashon of that you have like the exact, or it's mitzum tzama. It's very, person only has to watch his money with precision when there's not enough. So that is the lashon of shleimim. That means mitzum tzama. That if you don't have a lot of money, yasmim tzedakah. So what you do is you give some of your money for tzedakah. If you don't have enough, you give some. The kol shekein kishahem merubin, and for sure a person should be giving tzedakah when he has a lot of money. My v'chein nagoyzu va'avar. What does that mean? That nagoyzu means it gets cut, like shorn off. Va'avar. Tana Rabbi Shmuel kol nagoyzu min achasav. A person lops off from him his nechasas v'isim and tzedakah. Nitzam medina shagenim. You can say from Ganim mashal l'shtei v'cheles. We can put this into the following mashal of you have two ewes, two recheles, right? Female sheep. Shahayu oivres b'mayim. So again, they had sheep get shorn, right? Their wool comes off. So now you have two that had to cross the water. Achas gezuza, v'achas gezeinu gezuza. One was shorn, so it did not have a lot of hair, and the other one was gezuza. Okay, v'achas eina gezuza. So one had a lot of hair, one didn't. Gezuza avra, the one that was shorn that had no hair, the water didn't weigh it down, so it was able to cross. V'sheinu gezuza layavra. So two. Then when you give tzedakah, so essentially you're shearing off some of your net worth. still it would allow you to pass through whatever life has to throw at you. V'inisich, Amar Azutra, that is the just a continuation of the pasuk V'inisich. So what is that saying? Amar Azutra, afilu ani ha-mispanish b'tzedakah, even if somebody's an ani and he's taking money from tzedakah, yaseh tzedakah, he still has to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. Lo ya'ancha oid, tani Rav Yosef, shuv in marin lo yisi money in yis. Okay, that again, if you fulfill all these things, you will no longer have the siman ha'anias, you will no longer be mitzumtzum, etc. Next, okay, so we were discussing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussed where the borders were, and this is really just going to be a quick border sugya. So we said, Merekim lemizrach in the Mishnah. We were going to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. In those days, again, if the Baal was Ma'ara, then you would need to address the Kiyum Shtaris. There's no Lishma issue. So it's in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we had to know what the borders of Eretz Yisrael were. So what did we say? We said that it's the borders are Merekim LeMizrach. So Rekim is the eastern border. Ashkelon is the southern border. And Akai is the northern border. All these points are outside. They're in Chutz La'aretz. We don't need a western border because that's the Yam HaGadol. Okay, fine. So now, the Mishnah wanted to know, so are you telling me that Akai is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, Kaima? Let's ask the following story. So if a person was going from Akai l'Chziv, now, Kziv was north. So miminoi l'mizrach haderech temeya. So imagine that you have Kziv, Akai is on like the northwest part of Eretz Yisrael. So we're saying that if a person continue going further north in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a road on the east side of this, there's a road, right, on the derech, essentially. So there's a part of this land. So if you go, again, this was on the western side. So to the east, it was Chutz La'aretz. If you go miminai to the right, as you're walking up, if you're walking north, yeah, well, that's because this area was on the western side of Eretz Yisrael, further north. So we're saying east of it is considered Chutz La'aretz, okay? But that's what we're asking. The geography will make sense in a moment. But the point is that the east of it to the right, meaning in general, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you go east enough, you're going to be in Chutz La'aretz, okay? There is no, once on the west, anything west of any point we'll be talking about would be Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the most further western point until you run into the Yam. So anything west, we're just thinking about it logically, wherever, at any point that you are in Eretz Yisrael, to the east potentially could be Chutz La'aretz. To the west is always going to be Eretz Yisrael, because otherwise you're in the water. Okay, and that's all we're saying. Miminai lemizrach haderech temeya. So if you go to the east, you're going to be tamei. This is at the edge of the border of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if you go a little bit to the east of this road, these points, it's going to be tamei mishum eretz ha'amen. That's going to be tumas Chutz La'aretz, like we've discussed before. We'll get back into that in a couple days. Ooh, tomorrow, Petrim and a Meiser, and your potter from Meiser, it's Chutz La'aretz. Umin Ashvius, it's Chutz La'aretz. Ad sheyoyd l'chashu chayeves. Right, so you go, if a person is traveling along this road, he's heading north, we assume the road is straddling the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Assume that anything to the right of the road would be considered Chutz La'aretz, unless somebody tells you, by the way, we know that this area over here is part of Eretz Yisrael. You can make those assumptions. Mismoilai, if you're on the left of it, Lamayrav, right, which is again left, if you're traveling north, west is on your left. So on the left, Lamayrav, Haderech, Tahira, that you assume is in Eretz Yisrael. So we're imagining a road that's traveling, taking a person from Akai to Kziv, heading north, that straddles the border. The right of it would be Chutz La'aretz, the left of it would be Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Eretz Ha'amen b'chayves b'bayisur b'shvius ad sheyoyd l'chashu p'tura. Again, unless somebody tells you otherwise, you can make those assumptions that the road was planned to be right on the border. Anything right of the road is Chutz La'aretz. Anything left is Eretz Yisrael. Now, ad heichon ad kiziv. Rishmal b'rbiyesi yomer mishum aviv ad lavlav l'bay. The point is that we're saying the person is traveling where? From Akai to Kziv. He's heading north. And the west of where he's going is Eretz Yisrael. The west of that road is Eretz Yisrael. So we see Eretz Yisrael is further north than Akai. That's all we want from here. We said that where's the border? It's Akai. Well, we see if a person goes to Kziv, he's traveling north to Kziv, so he's further north than Akai. And we, by the way, said that Akai was what? That was outside. Akko is outside. So now we're saying that Akko can't be the furthest point north. Amar Abaya, you're right, Ritsua Nafka, like this. That Akko, if you looked at where like the squared off part of the border is, where you have the full width of the border, Akko would be the furthest point north. They wanted a little bit more beachfront property. So there's a strip of land, a little strip on the west side, again, against the beach, that goes north, but it's not considered part of the, yes, it's technically Eretz Yisrael for those purposes, but if we're discussing where a get comes from, we're going to discuss the point where the land mass, the widest land mass, where the border is for that. And that's why we call Akai. The Yav Tana Simane Hacha, really, that we're going to give Simanim on the border based on a strip of land, based on this little strip, meaning as far as Tuma and Tahara? The Gemara says, yeah, in Koranami Yav Simana, we see precedent for this, the Chsib, as the Pasuk said, Vayayimru, this actually ties back to Plagish Begiva, in a way, Vayayimru Hine Chag Hashem Bishile. So what happened was, the Bnei Binyamin, after the Plagish Begiva Maisa, so there were like 200 men left from Binyamin who couldn't find the Shidduch because all of Bnei Yisrael said they weren't going to marry into Binyamin. So the Shofet told them, go up to this Chag Hashem B'Shilay and there you'll find the Shidduch. Chag Hashem B'Shilay miyamim yamima, asher mitzvayna lebeisel, mizracha hashemesh, lemesila ha'oila el shechema. So we were saying, uminegav lelevayna, so we were using data points for GPS coordinates using a strip of land. What we're saying, there was a Ritzua again here that went from Shiloh to Shechem. He's telling them to go from Shiloh to Shechem. Chag Hashem b'Shiloh, yom yom yimah Hashem mitzvayna lebeisel, mizrach Hashem b'Shem b'Silo, elu mibeisel Shechema. On the path that goes from Shiloh to Shechem, umi negav lelevayna, and it's negav lelevayna. So we use a strip, a path that's in a strip of land. We'll use that as a point to give directions. Amar Papa lemizracha shel mesila. It was the east. Shiloh was on the east of the mesila. So we do see we use a strip of land in understanding where the geography of things are. And again, therefore, we understand how we could use it for Tomatara. But in regards to Gittin, if you want to know what's considered Eretz Yisrael, technically Ksiv might be Eretz Yisrael as well, but it's not the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. It is Eretz Yisrael. It's just a strip of land that juts out, and therefore we didn't consider it. We considered Akai. Tana Chada. So one additional din over here. Tana Chada. Hamevi get bisvina. If you bring a get in a boat, now, Kimedi Beretz Yisrael, we're assuming that we're talking about the waters, any river or the water that's within the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. What we're saying is that if you bring a get in the water, that there's no like international note, right, that it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Hamevi get misvina, Kimedi Beretz Yisrael, v'tani idach, and yet there's another tana who says Kimedi b'chutzaretz, that no, water would be like chutzaretz. So how do we reconcile these two? We have two tanaim. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah like Kasha, ha Rav Yehuda, ha Rabbanon, that it's a machlekes tanaim, did tanaim. The Mishnah says, afar chutz la'aretz, haba b'svina la'aretz. Let's say you have the afar of chutz la'aretz. So you had ground, you loaded up a ship with a bunch of dirt, and you planted inside of that ship. That's a ship. Afar b'chutz la'aretz, haba b'svina la'aretz, chayiv b'maiser v'shvias. So the Tanakhama says that it would be chayiv, maiser, and shvias. So what are we talking about over here? So Rashi says we're talking about a ship that's cheres. That cheres, pottery, is porous. And therefore, we consider it as if it's connected to the ground. So again, you have a ship thinking it's in the water. And the Tanakhama holds, in the water of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if it's growing in the ship, right, you essentially have one huge, greenhouse, okay, or right where you're growing stuff. So the Tanakhama is holding that the waters of Eretz Yisrael have a din of Eretz Yisrael. You're growing the plants in the ship. Tesis argues, he says that no, that cheres is not as porous as eitz, and the standard ship is wood, and therefore we're talking about wood. It can be the nafkamina here. We'll see what a nafkamina could be between Rashi and Tesis in a moment. But the point is that you have a ship, you're growing stuff in the ship, it's ships sitting on the water, Tanakhama holds, that's considered in Eretz Yisrael, Nageya le'inyan chai, it's going to be chai and maiser v'shvias. Amar Rav Yehuda, emasai, the only time it's going to be chai is man shasvina geisheshes, if the boat is grounded. If it hit earth, and now it's lying on the earth, then we say it's earth, but the water is not. So that's the machlekes. Avalina suda geshesh pater. So we have one tana that says that if you bring a get in a svina in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be, you're going to, one manamer says you don't need to say, in regards to the funny nachta, one member says it's like you brought it on the land of Eretz. So one member says it's like chutzlarts. What's the nafkamina? Do we consider the waters part of the land of Eretz Yisrael, like the Tanakama? Or no, Rabbi Yehuda, who says we don't consider the waters, in order for the ship to be, that you're growing things in the ship, in order for, again, the ship is filled with earth and you're growing, you're basically using it as a giant flower pot, in order for that ship to be considered growing stuff in Eretz Yisrael, it would have to be grounded, it would have to be attached to the ground. Okay? Abaya Amar, that's one way of dealing with the apparent conflict between two brises. Abaya Amar, Hava Rabbi Yehuda, that no. Either way, we're talking, it's going in Chitas Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be Geisheshes, and V'leikasha, Kamizman, Sheina, Sfina, Geisheshes, Kamizman, Sheina, Sfina, Geisheshes. Again, if the Sfina was touching the ground, then it's Geisheshes, it's touching the ground, therefore it's considered like ground, and if it's not, then it's not, and that's the way one Brysa, the Brysa that said it's like Eretz Yisrael, is because the Sfina was touching, and the Brysa who says that the waters of Eretz Yisrael are not Eretz Yisrael because the Sfina was not touching. Amar Azera, by the way, Kibi Negea, Atzitz Nakov, Hamuna Chagabi Yisedais. What happens if you had an otzos, a flower pot, that had a hole? Hamuna chagabi yisedes, bono l'machlegis Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan. So this taka seems like the same machlegis. Again, we just brought in, we wanted to know the inyan get. You're bringing, is the boat that's in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, that's what we're thinking right now, does it have a din, waters have a din of the land of Eretz Yisrael or not? Now, we brought in this machlegis of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rav Zeira is coming to say that this machlekes in Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, and with the same machlekes, if you have an otzis nakov hamuna chagabi yisedais, right? That if you have a flower pot that has a hole in it that's sitting on top of pegs, essentially, we, for instance, taking a flower pot and putting it on your porch, right? It's suspended up in the air. So now the question is, it's not directly touching the ground. So that would seem to be the same machlekes, but machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, if you're in the airspace, like in the water, you're, even though you're not touching the ground, it's considered that it's growing in the land, even though it's separated from the earth. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only if it's touching the earth.
Is that's talking about the yam or like a river inside?
So at this point, we're talking about a river inside Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, we're talking about the rivers of Eretz Yisrael at this point. Now, Amar Rava, he says, no. This is a different machlekes. That Dilma Lehi, Ad Kan Lekam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that it's not going to be considered part of the land of Eretz Yisrael, Le'inyin Shvias and Meiser, until the boat's touching the land? That's only Bisvina. That's a boat, because a boat is not a flower pot. It's not normally made for growing things, and therefore, Hasuya Levrayach. Right, it's meant as a transportation vessel, and therefore, if you want to turn it into a flower pot, it's got to be geisheshes. But really, could be that he holds that if you have a flower pot that's growing things in Eretz Yisrael, it's suspended. Even though it's not touching the ground, it would be chayiv in meiser and shvius. Aval atzus shenu also livrayach loy. A flower pot is not meant to transport people. Okay, it's meant to grow things, and therefore that would be considered in Eretz Yisrael. Inami, or you could say meidach yisa ad kan lekamer rabbanon hasam ela bisvina. That's a boat, the loymasik avira. Because what we're saying is that we'll consider the water of Eretz Yisrael like land, essentially. It's touching the water, so it's touching the land as far as we're concerned. But the otzitz, that's why the loymasik avira. Demaya ki ara smichta damya, because water is like land. Aval atzis demasik avira loy. Okay, and we'll stop here. But the rabbanon. So we have no raya that again. What we were trying to discuss. We had two brises that said if you bring a get in the sfina, the hainu in a boat in Eretz Yisrael, does it have din of Eretz Yisrael or not? Which we said it could be either machlekes tali machlekes. So two brises could be telling machlekes rabbanon or Rabbi Yehuda. Or we said it could be Rabbi Yehuda. One brise is talking about where it is touching. Meaning it has to be touching in order to sit the land. One Bryce we talked about with the boat was touching the land. One Bryce we talked about the boat wasn't touching the land. We tried to be Madama the Machlekes, Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda, to a suspended flower pot. Okay, to a suspended flower pot. And we said that no, it's no Raya. Could be that it's only by a boat. Rabbi Yehuda would insist on it being touching because a boat is not usually meant to grow things. But a flower pot that is suspended would be okay. And even according to the Rabbanon, who hold that it maybe suspended is not okay, it's only because it's sitting on the water and the water has a din of the land. Now, just one thing I just want to mention here, that like we mentioned, Rashi holds, we're talking about a klicheres. Okay, that it does not need, meaning a klicheres, imagine this, that according to Rashi, if you have a klicheres, definitely according to everybody, if it's sitting on the ground, it does not need to have a hole. normally we say in order for it to be planted, it has to have a hole to connect it to the ground. It doesn't have to have a hole. Why? Because Kairos is porous. Tosfos says that that he brings her a shoot, she's Rabbeinu Tam the other way. He said, Rabbeinu Tam lehepach, v'shal cheres bai nekiva, it needs a hole, v'shal eitz le bai nekiva. But wood does not need a hole. Shehu mislachlach yoiser, because wood is more porous than cheres. And the Shulchan Aruch brings us to be nageya lalacha on Shabbos, meaning that a person has to be careful to take an otzitz that's not nakov from the ground and to put it on the porch. So if you have a flower pot sitting on the ground, according to Rashi, even if it's like we have, all our flower pots are cheres. I don't know if you've ever seen, I mean, you go to the Home Depot, right? It's a cheres flower pot. It's pottery. They have to be careful to can't take the flower pot from the ground, because according to Rashi, that's considered connected to the ground. Even if it doesn't have a hole, it's considered connected to the ground, because he holds that cheres. So then it would be an afkamina here, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and there are some of the Poskim say that this is because of the Chumra here, because of Rashi Shita, that you can't take the flower pot from the ground and put it onto your porch. You're disconnecting. It's considered being disconnected. It's a chashash for Rashi. The person should be careful not to do that.